Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now. America, my name is Kenny Jones. Another week, here we are. This is We Talk Productions, presents Black Urban America, which come on Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on Saturdays, we have Provocative Thought with Carlton Sneed, which airs 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, we have a program called the Marketing Partnership Program, which assists self-employed people and small business owners with making their product or service more exposed nationally and internationally. Tonight we have a guest, but before I bring him on, I just want to explain something to the audience. Our education system, especially in math and science, our scores are so low compared to the national average. Only 19% of fourth graders are proficient in math. As 12th graders, their number decreased. 13% proficient in math. This testing called STEM would test the students in reading, math, and the sciences, show those scores. The national average is 40% in math for fourth graders, and the national average for 12th graders is 33%. Now, everybody said, wow, that's low. Yeah, it's low. And compared to the global community, the United States is not doing that much better. United States students are also lagging behind in math and science. There are like 10 countries in front above the United States. So this is not only an African-American issue, this is like an educational issue. All you got to see is look what's going on in our communities around the country, and you know something's going wrong with our educational and social services. So tonight, we have Professor Reggie Poe. Good evening, Mr. Poe. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Good evening.
Thank you for coming on the show. I appreciate you taking time out. I know this is about, in a couple of weeks, about to be midterms.
Well, actually, right now I'm semi-retired, so I'm just taking it easy.
Well, everybody got to hang their hat up sometimes, but I'm too hard-headed to hang my hat up and let the young folk take it over. I still got a little bit of fight left in me, you know. I got a couple more fights left in me. Professor, what's going on? Why are African-American children lagging so far behind? And let me tell you something. You know, with the evolution of our country and the globalization of our economy, we need to be more efficient in math and sciences. Why aren't we?
Absolutely. Also due with the family, okay, because I have like 16, 17 years teaching experience, you know, in high school and college level math. And especially in high school, I noticed that a lot of the parents are just not involved with their children's education for some strange reason, which I don't, you know, fully understand why that's the case. Okay, you should be concerned, you know, any type of parent-teacher meetings, anything going on at the school, you should be there for your child, okay? Mm-hmm. You have to also set boundaries for them, okay? Make sure they're going to class, okay? You make sure that they have homework when they come home, you know, make sure they're not on Facebook or, you know, playing games, video games, okay? You know, I know part of the problem is babies having babies, which is another big issue, okay? You know, but from my experience, you know, each school system is different, okay? There's a lot of school systems that, you know, are just too political, okay? And they really don't give a crap about students' education, okay? I've been in schools where, like you said, you know, in fact, the last school I was at, I was on the Indian reservation, okay, up in Montana, okay? And they had a girl, a senior, okay? She tested at a fifth grade math level, but guess what? They allowed her to graduate anyway, okay? So all they're doing is hurting the student, okay? You know, but like I said, my major issue that I have is the parents. Okay, the parents are not checking up on their kids, what they're doing, you know, what they're learning in school. Okay, they are not talking to their teachers, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Also, a lot of the kids are missing the basics. All right, I've had kids, high school kids, okay, that don't even know their times table. And, you know, I'd be like amazed. you know, well, how come you don't know your time? You're a 10th grader, 11th grader, okay? And you don't know your times table? Okay, what's up? A lot of people use the excuse, oh, well, I'm afraid of math. Afraid of what? Okay, afraid of failure? You shouldn't be afraid of failure, okay? That should help you, you know, get more confidence in what you're doing, okay? But, you know, like I said, you know, you know, like, I mean, there's all type of programs. You know, I'm sure most of people heard of the STEM program, you know, science, technology, engineering, math, okay?
Can you explain what the STEM program is? Because you'd be surprised, a lot of people may not know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the STEM program is funded by the federal government, and it's, you know, they try to get students, more minorities, okay, into science, math, engineering, and technology fields, okay? They have them on high school levels. They have it on college campuses. You know, so, you know, like, of course you have to, you know, have the skills to, you know, be able to get into that program, okay? And, you know, they'll help you, you know, they'll set you up, you know, with a mentor. They'll pay, give you a stipend, you know, every year, et cetera, okay, which I think is a pretty good program. But again, I said the major problem is kids do not know their basics, okay? In fact, I was reading an article today. There was a black female principal. I forgot which city it was right now, but she suspended half of the student population, okay? The school population was like about 1,000 kids or so. She suspended half, okay? And the reason why she did that is because they, you know, had constant, chronic, you know, unexcused absences, okay? So what the kids do, they'll come to school, but they don't go to class, okay? And I've seen that. That's a fact, okay? And like I said, some administrations don't care, okay? They really don't care, okay? Now, this, like I said, I mean, that's not everybody. I don't want to group everybody into one category, okay? But a lot of them, from what I've experienced, don't care. You know, they don't have – you know, the students do not have consequences for their actions these days, okay? They just give them a little pat on the back, okay, and then just go on about their business, okay? But, you know, like I said, like my – you know, from my experience, again, you know, my major concern is the parents, again, okay? Nobody is getting on them about, you know, homework or, you know – like I said, like even coming to meetings, okay? You know, I mean, on like on a parent-teacher meeting night, okay, I would have maybe 5 or 6 parents to show up out of, you know, maybe, you know, 30, 40 kids, all right? And that is ridiculous.
You know, that's been a constant criticism in our neighborhoods, that parental
right.
environment. But let me tell you what a parent will say. A parent will say, well, mm-hmm. you know, I'm working full-time. I have a part-time job. It's difficult. I'm always working. And so I'm depending on you to teach my child. By the time I come home, my kids should be in bed or preparing for bed. I'm just trying to make a living to make ends meet. So what would you tell that parent? Okay, the reason why I say parents
mm-hmm.
because
right.
75% of families,
right.
of black families in the United States, are head about a single female head household. And they,
mm-hmm.
and I got to give
right.
it to them. They're doing the best they can.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So what would you
well,
say
I
to
would
them?
Tell them this. Okay. I would tell them this, that whenever they get some time free on their day off, they can always go up to the school. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you as a parent, you're allowed to even go to your kid's classroom and sit in and see what's going on. You know? So, I mean, you know, that's all well and good, but still, you know, you have to, you know, you're talking about your child's future here, okay? So you need to make the time, all right? Hey, working, hey, I know you got to make the ends meet, okay? But how about your kid, okay? So you have to make some time for your kid.
I was reading an article also today by a Adisa
mm-hmm.
Bekoko, teacher hip-hop history, the HAC founder. I forget where he's here. I think it's Washington. But anyway, he said that the school system, one of the major reasons why our
mm-hmm.
children don't get involved in the math and sciences is because they themselves don't see a connection between themselves and the discipline. And he said that one of the techniques, one of the strategies, should be evolving culture into the math and sciences. How do you feel about that, Professor?
Yeah, I mean, that's all and fine and good. Yeah, if you can, you know, make it, you know, whereas something that the you know, students enjoy, yeah, that's great, okay? You know, they'll probably be more interested in it. I mean, like, mathematics, okay? I mean, the black Muslims had a saying, okay, that the world is mathematics and mathematics is the world, okay? Which
right.
is true, because everything is based upon math, all right? So, I mean, I don't care. Hey, if you like football, it's math involved. You like
right.
baseball or basketball?
A whole lot of math.
There's math
and statistics.
Involved.
And statistics.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the stats can be, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's part of math, right, exactly. And you have to know how to add and multiply and divide, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of kids have problems with fractions and percents and decimals, okay? You know, which, I mean, to me, you know, a lot of kids are stuck on that. For some reason, okay? I don't know why. I haven't done any research on it. okay? But I'm just telling you my experiences, okay, is that, you know, a lot of the kids are just missing the basics, okay? And, you know, like, once I find out that a student, can't multiply, first thing I do is I'll give them a times table. I tell them, go home, memorize it, and write down your times table. Okay, because that's the way I learned it, all right? You know? But I'm just saying, you know, math is, you know, like anything else, there's a foundation, okay? You have the basic stuff, okay? I mean, you can't do calculus unless you can do, you know, fractions, okay? Or, you know, percent, you know what I'm saying? You know, so the higher level math courses are still based on, you know, simple, you know, arithmetic, okay? If you can't do fractions, then there's no way you're going to go in and do calculus, all right, or higher level mathematic courses, okay? So the same thing in science, okay? You know, like the kids, again, a lot of them, you know, I don't know, they get into class and they want to play, okay? You know, and a lot of the teachers, okay, allow them to do what they want in class. I found that out.
But Professor Pope, let me hold up on that. A lot of these teachers in the neighborhoods that I've worked in and lived in, a lot of these teachers are black. You mean black teachers? Now, I understand when I was going to school, there were a lot more white teachers than black teachers. But now, kind of even,
right,
especially in dominantly black neighborhoods, are you telling me the same black teachers that probably come from a neighborhood is committing,
right,
these kids not to learn?
I'm not saying all black teachers, okay? No, that's definitely out, okay? But another problem is that you have teachers in the classroom that's not certified to teach that field either. Okay, so I mean, what the school system does is they send all the white teachers to a white school and all the black teachers to a black school. Okay, so I'm not, you know, there's bad white teachers too. Okay, so what I'm saying is part of the system. Okay, is what they do. All right, I mean, it's, you know, one of the hardest positions to fill is math and science. Okay. If you have a degree in math and a little minor in special education, okay, you can basically go anywhere you want in the country, okay? But, you know, I'm not trying to put the blame on the black people, no, okay? Just, I mean, you are definitely right that in mostly black schools, you have mostly black teachers, okay? But then again, you know, are they qualified to be there, okay? Because, again, a lot of parents look at the school as being a big babysitting service, okay? You know, they just send the school, you know, kids to school, you know, to eat, okay? You know, and to get them out of their hair for a while, you know? So,
now, somehow, the responsibility got to fall on somebody's shoulders.
I'm not saying everybody, but I'm just saying from my experience, okay?
Yeah, well, from mine too. And I'm talking about predominantly, well, it used to be predominantly black neighborhoods, mm-hmm. but there's gentrification going mm-hmm. on now. They're not African American anymore. You know, Bed-Stuy, Harlem, East New York, Newark, New Jersey, Philadelphia, PA, all these were black neighborhoods, and they all have one common denominator. And it's something that you brought up, that the parents are not enough involved, but and also the behavior of the students. Now, how can one teach when you have so many acting out behaviors in the classroom?
Right.
It appears to me, I always felt 30 some years ago, if you put black teachers in these classrooms, the kids will learn. 'Cause I'm going off the premises that these black teachers will be invested in their children because they're looking in the mirror.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunately, that's not the case, though, all the time.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm sad, though.
So what happened?
You know, right. I mean,
so what happened? I mean, I what happened to this? You said before that these teachers are not qualified. I thought they had to take a state exam. Don't they have to take a state exam?
Yeah, well, I mean, right. Yeah, that's true. Okay, like I said, everywhere is not the same. It depends on what school system you're dealing with, okay? But, you know, they do put teachers in the classroom that is not certified, okay, you know, to teach that subject that they're in. Okay, I mean, if a teacher is absent one day, they're supposed to have a substitute in that class.
Right.
So should something about math, okay, instead of just sitting up there letting them do anything they want for the whole period, okay? I mean, so there, you know, there's a slack on the rules, okay? You know, like I said, since you know those, you know, the math and science positions are so hard to find. Okay, that they have to, you know, let, you know, other teachers in, you know, teach that class or try to teach that class, okay, without being properly certified in that field. You know, I mean, this is what's going on, okay? I mean, it's unfortunate, all right? You know, and another problem now is Betsy DeVos, okay? You know,
yeah.
She wants to ties the school system. Okay.
Well, guess what? The government had for 100 years. Should we privatize the school system?
I'm sorry. What was the question?
I said that the government had for 100 years. Should we should we look at it another way of how we get our children to start learning again? Privatize. What's the? How you think the school would look if you privatize?
It's a racket, okay? Because a lot of these so-called charter schools are doing just as worse as the public schools, okay?
Really?
All right. Number two, yeah, it's a fact, okay? And also number two is, you know, when you send your kid to a charter school, okay? You know, that's taking money out of the public school system, okay? It's going into somebody's pocket, all right? Because it's a private school, all right? And, you know, a private industry wants to make money, all right?
Right.
But like I said, yeah, you know, check, you know, a lot of these, a lot of states allow these charter schools to not even take, you know, like the yearly test or the end of course test, you know, that a lot of public schools have right now,
mm-hmm.
okay? You know, they could be exempt from that, okay? So what I'm saying is a private school is no better than a public school, okay? It's just that, okay, all they're doing is just taking the money out of the public schools, okay, and putting it in somebody's pocket. That's all they're doing with that, you know? I mean,
how you feel about homeschooling? Homeschooling, how you feel about that?
I have no problem. I mean, if the parent, you know, has the skills to do it, okay? I mean, there's a lot of material and stuff online that you can download for free, okay? But, you know, does the parent have the skills? Because, I mean, you're teaching everything. You're teaching math, you're teaching English, you're teaching reading, you're teaching science. Okay, at home. All right. So, you know, they would need to have those skills available to be successful, doing homeschooling. You know, but, you know, like I said, you know, like, you know, it's really up to the child. Okay. I mean, the child needs guidance too. Okay. They need expectations, okay, to look forward to. Okay, you know, I always give my students, I say, well, hey, you know, in the next 2 weeks, you're going to be doing this. You know, you need to set goals, okay? You need to have a routine, whereas, you know, you go home and you do your work. If you got questions, don't be afraid to ask the teacher, okay? Because, I mean, I've had students, you know, talk about, well, you know, I'm afraid to ask the question. And the reason why they're afraid, because they don't want to be laughed at by their friends, you know, by their peers, okay? I said, no, And I tell my class, I tell them, I said, listen, if somebody got a question, feel free to ask. And the rest of y'all better not laugh, okay? Who you probably have the same question in mind, but you don't want to ask it, okay? But, you know, it's a, you know, it's a lot.
Oh, we might have a caller that might have a question. Hold on for a second. 6651, sure. Welcome to Black Urban America. Do you have a question or a comment? I guess not. Sorry, Professor, go ahead.
No problem, no problem. So, but I, you know, I said that, you know, that we need to start back in the basics, okay? I mean, you know, they used to have all these after-school programs, tutoring, you know, et cetera, okay? You know, what are these churches doing these days? Nothing.
Mm.
In my opinion, for the Black community, you know, what they can do is open their doors after school, okay? Have somewhere, you know, if the parent is not at home, have somewhere where the kids can be, where they can be supervised and get help with their homework, okay? Because a lot of kids get frustrated, you know, if they have a question and there's nobody there to help them, you know, answer that question, okay? A lot of kids tell me that, and I see it, okay? You know, that, you know, they just say, you know, just give up, you know? I don't have nobody here to help me, so, you know, I'm just going to skip over it, okay? But you can't skip over it too many times, you know? So, you know, I say, you know, there's a lot of problems with the school system, okay? But, you know, you can always, you know, there's always a way around problems, okay? You know, and like I said, it has to start with the parent being connected to the school, okay, being connected with their kid to know what they're doing after school and also what they're doing in school, okay? Like I said, okay, somebody working two or three jobs, well, I hope you have a day off, at least one day during the week off. Well, you can take that time to go up to the school and talk to your kids' teachers and find out what's actually going on, you know?
It sounds like to me that you're trying to say that the social conditions in our community is preventing our children from learning and our teachers from teaching.
It's the social conditions. It's the government. Yes. 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 Yes.
Well, let's get back to the issue of Bessie DeVos and her thing mm-hmm. about privatizing the schools and having more charter schools and what have you. If that bill is signed, if all of them don't go to jail, if that bill is signed, should more Black folks and Black entrepreneurs and millionaires and Black corporations invest in having these school systems or correcting some of the issue in the school system or building schools themselves, especially to establish a culturally based school for our children?
Well, like I said before, you know, the charter schools are no better than the public schools, okay? So, I mean, you know, there are some good public schools and there are also some good charter schools, you know, but again, the problem is the politics, okay? You know, these school boards play a lot of games, okay? You know, I mean, I tell them to say, listen, just keep me out of the politics, but somehow I'm involved in the politics here, okay? I'm here to do one thing, that's to teach. That's it. Not to get into all your little petty fights and everything, okay? But like I said before, you know, yeah, we definitely need more black men to step up and mentor these kids too. Okay. You know, I believe in doing that. You know, that'll help them a whole lot, I believe. You know, also having places.
We get black men involved? If black men don't want to be involved with their children and their family, how can we get them to become mentors? I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just providing you with some of the family situations that are plaguing our neighborhoods across the country. Yeah. And black male involvement is a high, very high issue, problem in our communities. So how can we motivate black men to become involved in their communities as well as their families?
That's true. You're right. You're right. I mean, that's a very good question, and I don't have the answer to it either.
Come on, professor. Come on, give a little something.
I mean, how can I get black men involved in their family?
Community. I mean, like I said before on the top in the beginning of the show, 75%. Now this is documented. 75% of black families are headed by single women.
Right. Right.
Now, and we talk to these women, and they don't bother the men. They don't want to be. They go out and do it on their own. God bless them. They raise these kids. They go out and work. They do what they have to do to feed their children. How can black men step up? And I mean, this is how bad it is. About a month ago, I was talking to two sisters, one from Tennessee, and I believe the other one is from Philadelphia or Virginia, something like that. Anyway, I was interviewing these two sisters, and they started a business themselves, right? They're entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, and they have this all-black woman cruise about to happen next summer. Sold out already. Sold out. You know, it's sold out already. I said, well, how about involving the brothers? You know what they said? We don't have time to be playing games. If we have to leave you behind, we're leaving you behind. Our sisters are taking that stance now. They are going to advance their lives and leave us behind.
Right. That's true. I mean, you know, the most educated group in the country are black females.
Yeah,
that is true. They're going back to school. They're getting their bachelor's, their master's degrees. You know,
they start businesses.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know because
they starting businesses. They talk about, you know, we talk about pro black, keep the money in the neighborhood and what have you. But like, who's going to steer this ship? Who's going to lead this fight? Who's going to be a part of this fight? Is this going to be an all-woman fight? Look at Black Lives Matter, black woman spokesman. Every time you had an issue, if they ain't gunning us down, you know, they put us in prison. That's the two part of our population gone, and the rest is about making money and getting out the hood. They don't even want to stay in the neighborhood. They want to get out. And then I've been hearing this a lot lately. I don't necessarily agree with it. A lot of young black men are looking elsewhere for relationships. And this is the feedback that I've been getting. This is the feedback that I've been receiving from sisters from throughout the country.
Right.
How you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I'm glad to see him moving up, okay? But then, like you said, you know, the problem is the black man, okay? You know, self-hatred is another problem, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I was raised by a single parent myself, okay? And I didn't turn out to be too bad. You know, I mean, I used to get whoopings almost every day. That's how bad I was. I was born and raised in New York, so, you know, I was doing some crazy stuff up there. But anyway, like I said, I mean, I don't know. It's, you know, it seems that, you know, I hate to say it, but it seems like the black male is just, you know, I don't know, on another plane, another level or something, okay, that they don't seem to be serious about anything, okay? All they want to do is smoke weed, you know, make money and go to the strip club. Okay, you know, as far as education-wise,
that's a shame, and that or beat up our women. That's a shame. How America has painted us. Cause I know some brothers that doing some deep stuff. You got one in your state doing rites of patches. We got a brother in Florida that has a program helping young brothers learn construction skills. And we got a brother that is an entrepreneur in Compton trying to help other young brothers come from the gangs and get into ownership, private ownership. Mm-hmm. I got a brother in Philly that trying to do – but it's few. It's few and not enough. And I feel that we have to, you know, okay. And then you look at this Million Man March thing. Was the Million Man March supposed to correct that? It was two of them. You know, the first one, nothing happened after one. That the second one, a few years ago, a year or two ago, still nothing's happening. So I don't, you know, and we can't wait for this leader because it'll never be another leader. We gotta look within ourselves to be leaders, like you're doing. Like you have done for so many years about teaching these young men and women. And I know for a fact. Being a teacher is one of the most difficult professions in the world.
Right. Well, I'm pretty strict in my classroom too. Okay. You know, I have rules they have to follow. Okay. Because I'm not going to have chaos. Okay. I mean, I don't even allow my students to even get up out of their seats unless they have got permission. If they got something, you know, something to say, you know, I make them raise their hand. You know, to be calling out in my classroom, okay? You know, but again, I think it starts with discipline, you know, at home. But like you said, a lot of our black males, okay, they've been incarcerated, okay? You know, and the government is not helping out. They're trying to put more and more in jail, okay?
That's right. And like, once you catch the correction system is big business. The CCA is big business.
Well, a lot of them are privatized.
Corporations involved.
Okay.
They
want to make money off us.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Okay. They make money off of us. The same thing with the private, the charter school. They want to make money. They want to make it a business. Okay. Not about education. All they just care about is making a profit. Okay. They don't care about changing the laws to help us. Okay, you know, I mean, you know, I don't know, man. You know, it's a lot to do with the racism in this country too, you know. But you know, like I said, you know, they, you know, arrest these black men, you know, try to throw felons on them. That happened to me one time. Okay, this happened in Lafayette, Louisiana. Okay, this is a true story. Okay, you know, my birthday is July 3rd, and I start celebrating my birthday on the 3rd and the 4th. Okay, so you know, this so happened that I was shooting my gun off. You know, nobody around. I wasn't endangering any lives, okay? But my neighbor, her sister was over to her house visiting, and she had some kids, okay? And she called the police on me, you know, some white neighbors, okay, by the way. But, you know, she called the police on me, so the police came to my house, and they, you know, said, well, did you do that? I said, yeah, I did it. So they arrested me, okay? They, you know, of course, you know, took me to jail and everything, okay? So, like, the next day, they told me that, you know, if I gave them my DNA, you know, they'll let me go. I said, okay, fine, you know, because I know I never raped anybody. Never killed anybody. Mm-hmm. So it was no problem for me to give them, you know, my DNA. All right. So I was never arraigned in court. I never saw a judge. Okay. You know, so I called the courthouse a couple of days later and I said, well, you know, like, when is my court date? Okay. And they said, well, we have up to a year to charge you if it's a misdemeanor, or up to 2 years if it's a felony. Okay. First year rolled around, I didn't hear nothing. Almost to the end of the second year, they call and tell me I got to go to court, okay? All right? And at that time, I was teaching at a college, so I went, you know, all my classes, I asked the students, I said, do y'all know of a good attorney, okay? And this black guy gave me the name. He's the DA over, like, three parishes in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Called him and told him my story, et cetera, et cetera. He said, okay, I'm going to get back with you, okay? So I thought he was, like, BSing, okay? But maybe about a week later, his secretary calls me and tells me, he says, Mr. Powell, you don't even have to go to court, okay? It's going to be dismissed, okay? So he knew that they were just trying to screw over me, okay? And I'm glad that that guy gave me his name and number. You know, so I called him and I, you know, thanked him. I said, well, you know, if you, you know, if your daughters or granddaughters, any granddaughters need any tutoring, I'll be there helping for free. Okay. But I'm just saying how they do black people, period. Okay. They try to throw a damn felony on me. And once you got a felony, okay, it's hard to get a job out there. Okay. Very hard, you know. So. You know, so I mean, all that's just part of the bigger picture. I mean, I don't know how to solve all these problems in the community, okay? But one thing I do know, I think the churches should do a little bit more, you know? I mean, I was raised Catholic, okay? You know, I was forced to go to church every Sunday, okay? You know, once I got older, you know? Yeah, basically, yeah. You know?
Me too.
I went to a Catholic school. Okay. You know, I had nuns as teachers, okay, and they didn't play with you, okay?
Yeah, I heard about them.
And slap. Okay, they did not play, you hear me? Okay, they would beat your butt in school, then I knew when I got home, I might as well get ready for another whooping, okay? So, like I said, I mean, I turned out okay, thank God, you know, you know, but a lot of kids, you know, need discipline. You know, they need a good whooping every now and then. I don't see anything wrong with it. Okay, I mean, a lot of parents, again, these days, are scared of their own kids. You know,
they are.
I mean, that is ridiculous. You know, it's ridiculous putting your own child at home. Okay, I used to come home, go to school with whelps on me. Okay, on my legs, on my arms, okay? Because my grandmother would say, go out there in the yard and you pick up, pick a switch. You know, people don't know what a switch is. It's like a piece of branch from a tree or something, okay? You know, and they would use that. Or even an ironing cord or something, extension cord, okay?
Can't do that any longer.
Right, exactly. Since these,
you definitely go to jail for that. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right, exactly. And that's part of the problem. Okay? How come I can't discipline my kids?
I don't know, Professor. That's, the iron cord is always harsh to me. And even thinking that I got to go in the backyard and pick a switch to get my butt whipped. That's almost like the slave and the slave master. You know, bend over. You know, here, hand me that whip so I can strike you on the back. I mean, there are other ways to reach out children. The corporate punishment way. I mean, I didn't like getting hit. You know, I was punished, hit all the time. I didn't like it. And I think some people, especially today, with all this economic stress and the social stress in our communities, I think some parents would take them a little bit further.
Right.
Well, Professor, we got a couple minutes left. Why don't you sum up on what parents need to do in order to improve these math and science scores and get involved in this engineering stuff?
No problem. Okay. First of all, you know, I feel that the parents need to be more involved in their child's education. Okay. What do I mean by that? I mean that they have to make the time to go down to the school, you know, just pay a visit. Okay. Like I said before, you know, you can just show up, say, hey, I'm so and so. I just want to see what my kid is doing in this class. You can go there and you can sit there and see exactly what's going on in the classroom. Okay? You know, number two, you know, I would try to, you know, somehow monitor my kids to make sure that they are doing their work, you know, their homework, you know, what they're supposed to do. Okay? You know, I mean, I'm very, you know, a very avid homework giver. Okay, but I've been at some schools where I ask, well, where's your homework? Maybe one or two people might do it. Okay, so sometimes I even stop giving homework. Okay, you know, I mean, what's the point of giving you homework if you're not going to do it? All right, so, you know, that's, you know, number two, like I said, you know, make sure that your kids are, you know, doing their homework, that they are going to school, not cutting classes. Okay. Because all you got to do is just call down there. You know, I mean, the kid isn't going to tell you, but Ma, you know, I skipped class today. Okay? The office, you know, should have a record, you know, whether or not they were in that day. Okay? So you can check and see whether your kid is going to class. Okay? Because a lot of them like to just hang in the hallways or in the bathroom. Okay? And, you know, and the third thing I would like to say is encourage your child. Okay, I mean, you know, I was taught in college that the only way to, you know, be successful and make it is what they call upward mobility. That means you have to go where the job is. Okay, because I've seen I know a lot of people in Louisiana, you know, will not ever leave Louisiana, you know, and that puzzles me. Okay, why? You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, I mean, the theme was, you know, Canal Street or something. Okay, you know, I mean, I've been around the world. I was lucky to travel around the world twice. Okay, I've seen a lot of places, different places. Okay, but you know, as far as the parents go, okay, that y'all need to take some time. Okay, you need to talk with your kids, you know. You need to set rules, set goals, okay, get involved in their education and, you know, what they're doing after school, okay, because a lot of them are doing nothing.
Hey, Professor Poe, I thank you very much for coming on my show. It's been enlightening.
No problem.
The audience and the downloads really going to appreciate this information. And I will stay in contact with you, Professor.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I didn't hear you.
I said I will stay in contact with you. Oh, I said that the information that you provided this evening, you know, a lot of parents really going to need to hear this. And you're not the only one that have this school of thinking. There are a lot of educators that feel that our parents have to be more accountable. So I thank you for coming on the show, absolutely. Professor. Okay?
Sure. No problem.
Anytime. I'll be in touch. Well, you have it, folks. Another educator. It sounds like he's been around for a while, you know, on high school and college level. So we got to be accountable for our children's education and our children learning. We got to be more involved. And black men, I say every week, and I know I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to a whole wide range of brothers across this country. We have to step up. If we don't step up, I'm telling you, we're going to be extinct. Well, that's it for this week. Listen to Carlton on Saturday. I am because we are. We are because I am. See ya.
Hold it now.